This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Flint is certainly beset by many challenges and problems, which means the city's newly elected mayor has not had the luxury of gradually learning the ropes. Karen Weaver ousted incumbent Mayor Dane Walling this month, making her the first woman to hold the office of mayor of Flint. Mayor Karen Weaver, welcome to Stateside.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Let's plunge right in. Mayor Weaver, water was certainly one of your most crucial campaign issues. And as part of your 100-day plan, you've said that you want to press to get Flint declared a federal disaster zone.
That's what I would like to have happen. And that's what a number of people would like to have happen, because it's a public health crisis and it's also an infrastructure crisis for the city of Flint as well. And we know the city doesn't have the funds to be able to handle this kind of disaster. We know the state doesn't have the funds, so we need some federal assistance.
And what do you think this could mean for people living in Flint if you were able to successfully push to get this proclamation?
You know, it would help us fix our water crisis, because right now what we're putting in place isn't the solution. People are using filters. That's a Band-Aid for something that we need major surgery for. It also gives people, it eases their mind to know we have the funds to be able to start taking care of the infrastructure, because if we don't address the infrastructure, then what's the point? What's the point? We know we've got to get clean, safe water to people. So that's what we're trying to do right now. But it would also mean jobs. It would mean jobs, because we'd have all of those, you know, the different infrastructure jobs that would be coming to the city as well. So it would help us there, you know, in addition to making people feel relaxed, making people feel safe, making people know that their voices have been heard, because it's all of those things wrapped up in this.
Another thing you were very clear about is that you want to return the governance of Flint, Mayor Weaver, to home rule. What in your mind would this look like, and would that help to solve the many problems that are at hand in Flint?
Well, I believe it would help to solve some of the problems that are in Flint. You know, it's always better when you can take care of yourself instead of having someone do that for you. And so we want government control back to us. You know, we want to take care of ourselves. And we're not under emergency manager anymore. We ought to be able to take care of ourselves and have our say-so in what goes on with the city. You know, one of the things we know is our charter has not changed. Our charter is a strong mayor form of government. And so that's what we should be operating under. Right now we're in violation of our city charter. And the other thing is the people voted, and they voted overwhelmingly. And so it's another way to show that they voted for change. They didn't vote for a different face to do the same thing. They voted for change, and they spoke out loud and clearly. And I'm hoping that the state is seeing that and recognizing that and trusting that they voted for a new leader, so let me lead. Let me lead.
And with that in mind, how much power do you see yourself having right now in the city of Flint?
Well, that's still to be determined. What do I believe I should have?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that I should be the leader of the city. Like I said, I believe we're in violation of the charter right now when you don't have that happening. It's here's some things you can do, here's some things you can't do. That's not what our charter states. And while we have a charter review committee, nothing has been changed with our charter. And so that's what we ought to be upholding, that the mayor is the voice. You know, I was elected by the people to be the leader of the city. So, you know, I can't do that without full control.
And so where do you think you stand right now? You've got this intention of returning governance to home rule. But as we speak today, how much power do you believe you have?
Well, you know, I'm in conversation with the state, so we're going to see what happens with that.
What kind of relationship do you have right now with the state-appointed city administrator, Natasha Henderson?
I'm willing to work with Ms. Henderson. I don't have anything against her personally at all, so I want to be very clear on that. I want to work with the people that are here. I don't believe that the structure that is in place is correct. That's my issue. It's not with Ms. Henderson. Ms. Henderson and I ought to be able to work together, and that's what we've been trying to do. I mean, I've been here for just 2 weeks. So she and I are trying to work together, and there ought to be goals that are bigger than the both of us that should be for the city of Flint that we know are important and that we should be working together to try to make happen. And so that's where I am right now. I believe that we need to be very professional and respectful of each other. I believe that we can work together, and there are things that can get accomplished, but I believe that the structure that is in place is incorrect.
One of the things that Natasha Henderson has gone on the record saying is that she will not allow a top official to be dismissed without good reason, yet that's a power that's afforded to you as elected mayor according to the charter. What kind of compromise do you think you'll be able to work with her and the Transition Advisory Council over an issue as tough as this one?
Well, at this point, I'm going to wait and see if that stays in place. That's what I need to know, if that's going to be upheld or not, because, like I said, I'm in conversation, and I want to see what comes out of the conversation before I say, okay, well, this didn't happen. Here's what I'm going to do.
It is early, absolutely. And I know one of the things that has to be done is to find a replacement for Howard Croft, the former Department of Public Works director. And I'm sure from what you're saying, you expect to have input in that.
I do expect to have input in that. You're absolutely right.
Have you sat down with her, face-to-face conversations, coffee?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How's that gone?
Sure. We're working together at this point.
Fair enough. What kind
of... Yeah, we're working together. I mean, that would be detrimental to the city for us not to work together, and I don't want to have that happen.
So compromise and communication, it sounds like, is going to be the bedrock.
Well, yeah, because you always go in trying, and that would be wrong for both of us to not try.
Now, what kind of steps do you intend to take to move away from this Transition Advisory Council and, you know, get out from under the state and return to home rule?
Well, one of the things is I need to share with them, here's my vision for the city. Here's how I plan on getting things done. Here's how I plan on being fiscally responsible, and letting them know this can be done. But, you know, you have to free me up to do it. You have to free me up to do it. So those are the kinds of things that I need to share with them and that we need to be looking at. And if it's a way that makes sense, I believe it is. You know, I was talking with somebody earlier where they believe Detroit couldn't be turned around, but you see what's happening. So I believe the same can happen with Flint.
And how will you know when your work in Flint has been successful? I'm wondering if you have benchmarks in your mind for success.
Well, I will have some benchmarks, and I have them in mind, and I'm trying not to get out in front of next week. Well, after Thanksgiving is when I'm going to do the 100-day agenda, so I'm trying not to get ahead of that. But one of the things that will be tied to that would be benchmarks and timelines for certain things to happen. I was asked, was everything going to happen in 100 days? Of course not. Some things will happen within that 100-day period, and others will, okay, we'll have gotten this far along in the plan or the project during that 100-day. And some of it will happen in the third quarter or the fourth quarter or the next year. But when that gets outlined, it will have benchmarks, time frames, all of that attached to it.
Well, you ran for office, you were elected, and here you are. So what has the reality been like for these first few weeks compared to what have been the surprises that you didn't expect when you were on the other side as a candidate?
Probably the biggest surprise was I believe I ought to be able to make my own appointments. And that doesn't mean doing something drastic. And, you know, sometimes people hear you say, I want to make my own appointments, and they say, oh, that means she wants to get rid of everybody. You know, people making assumptions about different things. But I believe that I ought to be able to do that. That's been the biggest surprise, and how quickly stories get spun that aren't accurate. It's like, well, where'd you get that? Where'd you hear that? Hmm. And people hear all kinds of things, and you just say, wow, that's the furthest thing from my mind.
Flint Mayor Karen Weaver, thank you so much for taking time to speak with us today, the first of what I'm sure will be many conversations on Stateside.
I hope so. Thank you so much.
And we would love to hear from you, find out what stories you're focusing on or issues you want to hear more about. You can let us know very easily. Just find us on Facebook, search for Stateside with Cynthia Canty. We're on Twitter at Stateside Radio and, of course, MichiganRadio.org. Just click the link that says Stateside.